Hey, welcome to the Normalize podcast. My name is Patrick Barchok with my amazing co-host as usual.
Murugi Njero.
Murugi, how are you today?
Fantastic.
First and foremost, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. I thought you'd forget.
No, I wouldn't forget. Welcome to this minisode of the Normalize podcast. Today's a minisode, we're actually celebrating mothers.
For sure.
Yeah. So I've been seeing a lot of buzz on social media and a lot of things, you know, people celebrating their mothers, and it's a lot, actually.
It's amazing. For sure. Right now, guys are being told, look online. You just might see your future mother-in-law. Because a lot of mothers are being posted today.
Oh, yeah. So it's a good avenue to see who your future mother-in-law would be.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So open your eyes, guys. Open your eyes.
Interesting. Welcome one all.
Mm-hmm.
It's a special day, and we just thought we need to celebrate these special people out there, our mothers in various categories. So, yeah.
For sure. By talking about motherhood a bit. And I think us as the Normalize podcast, that's what I want us to talk about today. And I think I'll start by you. I want to ask you a bit about your experience with your mother and how it's been. Yeah, so I think my first question to you would be like, what do you love most about your mom?
Wow. I think if I went into everything I love about my mother, we'd have to maybe record like 24 episodes. But just, for the sake of this minisode.
It's what you love most.
What I love most about my mother is resilience.
Okay.
Really, because growing up,
mm-hmm.
you know, she was, still is, the pillar of that family. And I think everything that I know today, I owe it to my mother. Well, not, I wouldn't really say everything, but 95% of the things I know today,
yeah,
I owe it to my mother.
Wow. You know?
And I think that's just how strong a woman she's been, and she's raised me to be the man that I am today.
So she's mirrored strength for you.
Absolutely. Strength, resilience, you name it. I think that is just an icing on the cake of how amazing that woman is. What about you? What about your mother?
Wow. There's so much I can also say about my mother.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the most important, or the thing that I love most about her is she's a go-getter.
All right.
From when I was little, I grew up seeing that everything that maybe I or anybody would have thought is an impossible,
yeah,
she made it happen.
Wow.
Not through means or having money or that, no. It's by, if she said something that she wants to achieve, then she goes ahead and does it. So I think for me, seeing or growing up seeing that, I know, like, I get to call myself out when I'm slacking, because she has shown me that it's possible. So she is a go-getter. So that's the one thing that for sure I love most about her.
Talk of strength of a woman. So what did you say are the greatest lessons that you've taken from your mother?
The greatest lessons I've taken from my mother.
Yeah.
Wow. There are many. Mm-hmm. But just in connection to what I said, she has taught me to want more.
Okay.
She's taught me to want more. She's taught me to be strong.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes I have a very weird or different relationship with strength, because sometimes strength in an African woman setting is denoted as persevering a lot of things.
Okay.
But I'm talking about the strength, the mental strength to handle things, to do things.
Okay.
So she's taught me a lot of strength. She's basically keeping a home together. I mean, that woman, she's like what? Baton. She's like a baton. See how a baton keeps everything together?
Yeah.
So I think those are the three maybe greatest lessons I've taken from her. How she keeps us together and even makes it fun. Home is fun with her. I mean, you go home and, okay, no offense, Dad, but, you know, she has these vibes of making it so fun and, you know, so really those are the greatest lessons I have been able to take from her. How about you?
I think for me, one stands out. Of course, there are myriad of lessons that you get to learn apart from the various beatings. But
you had to mention that.
Of course. An African woman, it goes without saying, if you've not been beaten thoroughly, then I don't know. But I think for me, the one ever lesson that she taught me, and I think that's the greatest thing I always take every day, is be a good person.
Wow.
Be a good person. It doesn't matter who's around you. It doesn't matter. The person that you're talking with or you're engaging with is below you, is be a good person. Because that makes a difference.
Well, it's for sure.
And I think growing up, when there's so many things that she went through, we went through growing up.
Yeah.
And my old man right now, whom we are very close with, by the way, wasn't there because, you know, they're military guys. So he was never there most of the time.
Yeah.
Of course, work outside the country, missions for 2 years, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so much that we went through, but this is a story for another day. But the most important thing that she kept telling us, even if things go south, just be a good person.
Wow.
It pays. It pays. And I've actually, I think I'm repaying that right now, by the way. I'm repaying that. I'm seeing the fruits of being a good person out there.
For
sometimes,
sure.
Of course, we slack and we fail.
Mm-hmm.
But I see what she was trying to teach me all along, all my entire life. So it's amazing, by the way.
Fantastic. Has your relationship with her changed over the years?
Yes, of course. Of course it has changed because right now, being a dad,
mm-hmm.
and growing up seeing my mother raise us with my siblings, now I appreciate more the value of the mother of my child at the moment. And I appreciate the woman that she has been her entire life.
Yeah.
And more so importantly, pegging it, being that I'm a family man right now.
Yeah.
The woman that I'm with at the moment, I cherish her more. I know how to respect her. I know how to treat her. And I know exactly how to foster that relationship. And I think genuinely that has been, the relationship now has been cemented because I understand why she was different sometimes. I understand why she was indifferent sometimes. I understand why she did the things that she did sometimes. And right now I think it's a relationship whereby we have fun. You know, we discuss things and she tells me, oh, you know, so you used to think that I was bad the other day, but now you realize. Now you realize why things are different. So it has grown to more of a friendship, you know, more of a mentor.
And, me too, by the way, me too.
And I think that's basically it. And it grows, and I just pray to God that she continues, you know, gives her more life so
for
that
sure.
she can be here to see us grow and see
and
the
flourish.
Type of parents that we get to be.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For me, it has the relationship has really morphed over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest, it wasn't always so rosy. And I think that's what a lot of people don't get to talk about.
Okay.
We've had our own share of fights in terms of basically growing up.
If you don't fight with your mother, are you?
Who are you fighting with, basically, you know? It had been very different when I was growing up. But now I realize, or now when I'm grown up, she's also, just as you said, morphed into my friend, you know.
I think it's very important. Yeah,
that is the person that I feel like I need to call every day, even if it's not every day, every other day. I just, you know, how are you, how's your day been, you know. I want to follow up, she wants to follow up with my life.
Yeah,
you know. And growing up, maybe ask me 15 years back,
yeah,
I didn't think that maybe I would be in that position, because at that point mom is not cool.
Yeah, no.
Mom was not cool. You know, she's highly, she doesn't get it.
Yeah.
You know, but right now she keeps me grounded. She makes me feel good. And for me, I am so happy and so glad that our relationship has really grown over the years, from basically she's now my best friend first and then mother second, which is something I really can never take for granted.
You cannot take for granted.
For sure.
I think as we appreciate the mothers, I will be ignorant if I don't mention the special categories, because, you know, we have people who don't have their mothers today.
For sure.
Either their mothers passed on a long time ago.
They're in heaven, and today I'd imagine is a heavy day for them.
Yeah, it's a heavy day for them. So I think it's also good we give credence to the special categories of mothers out there.
Well, I do agree with you on that. We do have special categories of moms. There are moms who, their babies were born sleeping, you know, and they are still moms at the end of the day.
All right.
Yeah. There are moms who have strained relationship with their children.
Okay.
They are still moms, you know, and such a day is heavy because, you know, it's a day filled with love and you're seeing a lot of good vibes and everybody's celebrating their mother.
Yeah.
So if you have a strained relationship with your mom, today is likely to be maybe a trigger, a day to make you feel, oh,
yeah, things are not working.
What is happening?
Okay.
You know, we were speaking to people who, you mentioned people who have lost their moms,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Single mothers.
Yeah.
Single mothers. By that, I mean people who do it alone.
Yeah.
You know, it's a challenge. Yeah. You know, we hear celebrating mothers, but we ought to realize that it takes a village. It takes a team.
Yeah.
So mothers who are on their own in that team, we really ought to celebrate them in a special way.
Okay.
You know, we also celebrate mothers who are expecting.
Okay.
You know, we celebrate foster mothers.
Yeah.
Foster mothers. And foster mothers. I don't know, you once shared that your grandmother played a big role raising you. She wasn't your mother, but she really did play a big role.
Yeah, because wow, you actually reminded me that because my early childhood to at the point I went to lower primary school, the person who took me to school is my grandmother.
Wow.
That is because my mother and my father then were in school.
They were young.
Yeah,
when they had you.
When they had me. So they were in school. So the person who raised me for my early years, I think between about a couple of months to 5-6 years old, up to around year seven, that was actually my grandmother.
Wow, that's amazing.
So I think it's important when you say we need also to celebrate them because we shouldn't, the foster mothers, the ones who adopt, you know.
The ones who adopt, you know, we ought to unlearn that the whole concept of motherhood only means
by blood mother. If they give birth to you.
Birth mother, you know.
Because there are also those, you know, fathers out there who are playing the role of a mother.
For sure.
And not only will we cluster them into just Father's Day because they also play the role of a mother. So such people actually are to be celebrated today.
Yeah,
because
true.
If we leave them out, then I think would be an unfair society.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think I'm also wanting to mention a very special category here of new mothers, one, expectant mothers and new mothers.
Yeah.
So if you're expectant, there's a whole broad of uncertainty, you really don't know so much, but it's a day to just also feel good in the hope of what's bound to happen.
Yeah,
we're also talking about new mothers. It's a challenge because I felt a deep thought when I thought about new mothers because I remember it's not easy, it's not very easy as we imagine it. Of course, a day like this celebrates that, but we ought to realize that there are mothers who they haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah.
You know, you're just living a day at a time, you're wondering, oh my God, what is this? What is this journey?
What am I supposed to do next?
What is happening now?
Actually,
you know,
that gets me to the question. It's been now 3 years. 3 years
of being a mother. This is my third Mother's Day.
How has it been? Just briefly, how has it been? And what are some of the deepest fears of being of motherhood rather?
How has it been on the job training? There's no manual.
On the job training,
There's no manual. It's been amazing. It's been a good journey. It's been, I think, the hardest journey I've been on, but also the most fulfilling journey I've been on.
All right.
You know, it's hard to tell somebody it's the hardest, but still the most fulfilling, you know.
Yeah.
But that's what I think it describes it for me. I think my deepest challenge is right now, I usually feel a deep sense of wanting life.
Okay.
You know, I'm not saying I didn't want life before, but right now I think I'd not imagine a world where I'm not there for her.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I think it kind of redefines for me the need to do life, the need to be better, the need to mirror a good person.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you are still, they look up to you the same way you look up to your mother.
Exactly,
I think you set the path, you try to do some things different from what your mother did or how your mother raised you.
Yeah, for
sure. And at the same time, you also trying to change some of the things that your mother did that right now would not be ideal. And I think I totally get it. I think it's on the job training.
For sure.
So with that said, wow, it's a special day indeed. And for all people out there listening to this, for all mothers and all those people who fall in that special category, we from the Normalized Podcast want to wish you
a happy Mother's Day.
Until next time, peace.